The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Words are very important to our life. That's the way we communicate, probably most of the ways that we communicate. We do communicate in other ways, but words are the ways we communicate with each other. And we're bombarded with words constantly. Either we see words in print or we hear words. We see them in newspapers or other periodicals. We see the words on computer or on your phone through text messages and internet. We hear words on the TV and radio and from each other, from friends, from families. Words can be helpful. They can lift us up. They can be kind. Words can also be very mean and hateful, angry. Words sometimes are very precise and get across a very precise meaning. Other times, they can be very confusing or misunderstood. The phone rang in the maternity ward, and on the other end was a very excited voice. "I'm bringing my wife in. She's going to have a baby." And the receptionist at the maternity ward who picked up the phone said, "Well, just calm down, sir. Just calm down a few minutes. Let me get some information. Is this her first baby?" And the man says, "No, you idiot, this is her husband." It came in the church service, the time for the prayer of the day, and the pastor was beginning to say, "The Lord be with you." But as he started to speak, he noticed that his microphone wasn't working, so he kind of tapped on it a little bit and said, "There's something wrong with this thing." And the congregation responded, "And also with you." pastor was giving a children's sermon, and he was looking down at the bright, shining faces of the little children. It was the beginning of spring, and it was about the time of the Lenten season to start. And so he was asking, "Do y'all know what Lent means?" And one little boy shot up his hands. "I do, I do. That's the stuff that hangs onto your socks." Words can be confusing. Sometimes we don't understand them. Even church has so many different words just that you would probably hear only in church, such as sacristy or Eucharist or ecclesiastical. We hear those kind of words only in church, and a pastor was teaching his confirmation class trying to get across some of these liturgical words and churchy words that we do speak around here. But the class was very unruly. He just couldn't settle them down, and finally he said to them, "If you don't settle down, I'm going to solemnize your nuptials." And that terrible-sounding threat did it. They settled down. But what they didn't realize that he was just saying, "I will hear your marriage vows." Sometimes we don't understand, or we take things the wrong way. But wouldn't it be nice if we could all understand each other, that we all spoke the same language, that we could understand, that we could communicate? Think of the things that we could get done. At one point, that was the case. Everybody spoke the same language. If you think about the Tower of Babel, everybody was able to speak the same language. They were able to accomplish many great things, but it went to their head. So what they wanted to do was to build a tower to be on the level with God, to be up there with God. But God didn't take very kindly to it, so he decided to punish them. He wanted to put a stop to this nonsense. But he didn't send a bolt of lightning. He didn't just explode the whole tower. He didn't send down fire. He didn't send down death. What he did was he just stirred up their language. He confused the language so that they could no longer communicate with one another, no longer build together like that to try to be on the same level with God. He brought them down in that way. And as a result, then people scattered throughout the world. And we have many different languages, many different cultures, and even that punishment of God ended up being a good thing for everyone, because think of all the different cultures, the different ideas, the richness, the fullness of this earth, because we have been in different places, we've seen different things, we've seen different territories, and when we mix, I think about this, when you go out to eat at night, how many different choices do you have to go to what do you want to eat? Do you want to eat American food? Do you want to eat Texas food? Do you want to eat Mexican food? Do you want to eat Chinese food? Do you want to eat Korean food? And the list goes on and on of all the different cultures that influence our culture, influence who we are, and the richness of all that, and the richness of languages. But it was confusing with all the different languages. I know I'm going to be traveling this summer, and it's kind of intimidating, I guess, that I'll be going to countries that their primary language is not English. I know many people in other countries do know English, but at the same time, it's kind of intimidating. It would be good if I knew those languages so that I could communicate with them in their own language in their own country. But that's not the case. In our first lesson for today, God said it's time for everybody to hear the same word. It's time for everybody to understand the same word. And that word is the word of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. The disciples had been through it. Jesus had been arrested. He was condemned. He was crucified on the cross, he died, and he rose again. And for the next 40 days, he was able to spend some time with them and spend time with other followers. And on the 40th day, though, he ascended into heaven, and he gave the command, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And the disciples said, "Sure, Jesus, we'll do that, but we don't know how." But Jesus told them, "Go to Jerusalem and wait for me," or "Go to Jerusalem and simply wait." And so that's what the disciples did. They went to Jerusalem and they waited. They didn't know how they were going to get this word out of God to the people. They had no clue how they were supposed to do that, because the world is a big, wide place. How can they go to all nations? But then the day of Pentecost happened, the 50th day after Easter. They were up in that upper room where they liked to meet, where they were locked in on that first Easter day, that same room, and the Holy Spirit broke into the place like a rush of mighty wind, blew through the room and blew through them. And it appeared on their heads, tongues of fire, that fire of the Spirit was within them, and it was shining out. And they couldn't stay in the room anymore. They knew exactly what they were supposed to do. It was the time of a festival in Jerusalem. So people from all of diaspora, from all the other countries where the Jews had dispersed throughout the years, were coming together to celebrate there in Jerusalem the festival that was going on. And so there were people from many different nations. They spoke many different languages. The disciples probably knew several languages themselves, because the common language that was spoken every day on the street was Aramaic. All the males had gone through school with their own local rabbis, at least to the age of 13, where they studied Hebrew And so if they couldn't speak Hebrew, at least they could read it. So they knew that language. The language of commerce, of trade, was Greek. And the language of government was Latin, because Rome had conquered most of that known world. And so there were a lot of languages, and probably disciples knew several of these languages, but they didn't know all the languages of all the people who had gathered in Jerusalem during that festival season. They didn't know languages maybe from northern Africa or even deeper Africa. They didn't know languages from Babylon or even further east into India or even further east, maybe into China. They didn't know a lot of the maybe northern languages that came out of North Europe or languages that came out of Western Europe. They wouldn't know all those languages. So how are they supposed to speak to these people here? But when that rush of fire came into the disciples, they were able to speak the languages. And so they went out on the streets and they started to talk about Jesus and who he was and that he was the Messiah sent from God. And I'm sure it sounded very confusing, all these different languages and these excited disciples telling the stories. And people were perplexed, it says here in our lesson. They were perplexed at all the sound and all the noise. They knew. Now see, these were religious people. These were Jews who had traveled for a religious purpose to come to a religious festival in Jerusalem. So they knew God. They knew who God was. And they saw this. And many of them thought, God is doing something here. This is something new. This is something great, but we don't understand it. It's perplexing. They were amazed then, too, that all these are Galileans. They could tell in their accents that they came from the Galilee area. So how could this be happening? And others just kind of sneered at them and said, no, they're just drunk. Early in the morning, they're just drunk. But no, they were sharing that word of God. That word of God was being heard by many people. As a matter of fact, it says at the end of that story in Acts that 3,000 people were baptized on that day. And that was the beginning of the Christian church. That was the body of Christ here on this earth was forming. The church was coming together. And because of that day, and because that day, the excitement, that rush of wind and that fire within the people has spread throughout the world, and it has spread through the generations, from one generation to the next, and it comes to us. We are a part of that first Pentecost Sunday. We are a part of that because we have been baptized in with the Holy Spirit. We have been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit has been given to us in baptism. It has been infused with us. And we have been given the gifts of the Spirit. And so we continue on in the footsteps of the disciples as well then too, because that commission that Jesus gave them, the last words that he gave them was, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And so that Spirit is here, present with us, helping us to pass along the word, to pass along that word that Jesus Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.